WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Tomorrow, many Chicago businesses will reopen after being closed for more than 2 months due to COVID-19. WBEZ is chronicling Illinois' road to recovery after the virus, but that path has been complicated for many businesses after 3 nights of unrest. WBEZ's Kate McGee tells us how one Black-owned business is grappling with how to rebuild after it was destroyed by looting.
4 years ago, Jasmine Clayton and her husband Michael poured their life savings into a luxury nail salon in River North called Relux. Business was booming, Clayton says.
Before COVID, Relux was the hottest nail salon in River North. A lot of the businesses in the neighborhood would frequent our salon. They would bring their clients because we offered something different.
Then COVID-19 arrived, shutting down business for 2.5 months. They weren't able to continue paying their employees that entire time and are missing vital household income. When Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced businesses like theirs could open June 3rd with specific safety measures, Clayton started preparing, reducing her staff to 4 technicians a shift and spacing apart stations.
We were also going to space each appointment 15 minutes apart so that after the clients left, we were able to go back and kind of sanitize the polished bottles, the tables, the pedicure stations.
They stocked up on extra masks for workers and clients, thermometers to check clients' temperatures, and tons of cleaning supplies. Then came the death of George Floyd, who was killed when a Minneapolis police officer put his knee on Floyd's neck. And on Saturday, like so many stores, her nail salon was hit by waves of looters, all of it caught on their security cameras.
We were able to see how the looters and or protesters were smashing things, taking polish, taking safes, taking equipment, taking lights and just destroying the entire salon.
Another group came in 30 minutes later and took what was left.
It was really hard to watch.
Clayton says she supported the protests seeking justice for Floyd, but as a Black-owned business, she feels conflicted about all of it. Now that her livelihood has been destroyed due to escalating violence.
I felt violated. I felt there was no sense of unity at all when this was done to me, you know. I was hurt. I'm devastated, honestly.
Now she says it's hard for her to tell the difference between protesters and looters.
I felt like this protest was for the upliftment of the Black community, for the upliftment of Black people. And I felt as though there should have been some sense of protection for us.
By us, she says she means small businesses that don't have the money to easily rebuild. She and her husband spent 12 hours cleaning up the damage on Sunday. Clients and neighbors stopped by to help clean up the mess, and they've pitched in financially. Clayton set up a fundraiser on Facebook that raised more than $12,000 in 24 hours. Now they've raised closer to $14,000. But Clayton says they're still so far away from reopening.
Honestly, that's just enough to pay the company that boarded up the windows and maybe replace a couple of things that we lost, maybe some equipment, but not nearly as much as we need to actually open our doors and operate, even with only 5 staff members working at a time.
Today, Mayor Lightfoot announced partnerships with local chambers of commerce to help businesses affected by the unrest. She urged insurance agencies to move quickly to help damaged businesses. Clayton is still figuring out what insurance will cover at her salon. It breaks her heart that Relux can't open its doors tomorrow. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.